play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Now, before we get into the puzzle challenge, I'd like to talk with you about Susan Stamberg, one of the founding mothers of NPR. She retired last week after more than 50 years with NPR, during which she wore a lot of hats, including being the host of Weekend Edition Sunday.
She was the first host, yeah.
The first host. And during her tenure, she brought you onto the show to baffle us with your brain teasers.
That is fantastic. It's 38 and a half years later, and here we are.
Oh, my goodness. So let's take a little trip down memory lane. Here it is, all the way from the archives, your first ever Sunday puzzle in 1987.
But first, let's see. Oh, here it is. Here's what I was looking for. It's not the comics. It's the games. Will Shortz has promised to puzzle us on Weekend Edition. He is senior editor of Games Magazine. And, Will, you're not exactly going to be doing crossword puzzles, my favorite art form, on the radio for us, but you are going to do logic puzzles, other sorts of things, huh?
I have an original word puzzle for you today.
Uh-huh.
Relating to oxymorons.
Oh, my favorite thing.
Oh, my goodness, Will, you sound so young.
I was so young.
Were you thinking then, oh, I'll be doing this the next 40 years?
Well, you know, at the start, it was just occasional.
Yeah.
You know, there had never been a puzzle feature like this on the radio before, and I believe there still isn't. This is the only one in the world.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And we thank Susan for coming up with this idea. And I am so honored to be, in this position thanks to Susan and the path that she led for us. So we went down memory lane, but now we're just going to go not so far back. We're going to go to last week. So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Mike Reese, who's a showrunner, writer, and producer for The Simpsons. I said, name a famous English author, change the first letter of the last name to an S, then move the first, second, and final letters of that last name to the front of the first name, and the resulting string of letters reading from left to right will name a major American city. What is it? Well, that author is Francis Bacon. Change the B to an S, move the SA into the front, and you get San Francisco.
Oh, okay. There were nearly 500 correct entries, and this week's winner is Cynthia Rose of Littleton, Colorado. Congratulations, Cynthia.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, I thought that major U.S. city was going to start with an S, so my first thought was San Francisco. And then I thought, well, that includes the name Francis, and the only Francis I could think of was Francis Bacon. And so, voila, it just came together.
Well, that's good thinking.
You got it quickly, yeah. Well, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been listening for, 40 years, but just submitting for the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh, okay. What got you to submitting?
Well, one day I was listening and the answer came to me so quickly, I thought, well, maybe I'll just send it in.
And it's paid off.
I guess so. I'm super nervous. I can't believe I'm talking to you two.
No, don't be nervous.
Oh, no, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
Okay.
Cynthia, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Well, yes, if I can count on you for backup, I'm
ready. Absolutely. This is going to be great.
Okay. All right.
All right. Take it away, Will.
I'm going to name 3 things. You tell me something they all have in common. For example, if I said telephone, Saturn, and a tree stump, you would say rings. They all have rings.
Oh, okay.
What do a guitar, a tennis racket, and a marionette all have?
Strings.
Strings is right. A sewing kit, a bowling alley, and an ATM.
Pins.
They all have pins. Good. A tennis tournament, an arsonist, and a dating app. Tennis tournament, arsonist, dating app.
What is it, Aisha?
Okay, so the arsonist, what do they use to do those fires?
Match? Oh, match.
They all have matches. Good job. Try this one. A painting, bowling, and glasses.
Frames.
They all have frames. Good one. A canal, a safe, and a head of hair.
Locks.
They all have locks. Good one. Here's your last one. A car trunk, a deck of cards, and the film Titanic. What's something that basically every car trunk has? In case you have a flat tire, what do you need?
Spare.
You have a spare, and what do you use to put that spare tire in your car?
Well, I don't know. I've never done it.
So it's a car deck. What do you put it in the car? Oh, a jack!
Oh, yes.
I have jacks.
Obviously, I've never done it. I couldn't even think of jack.
This was a fun one.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Because I was getting stuck on that one too, Cynthia. I was like, what do you put the tire in the what?
And it's Jack and Rose on the Titanic.
Yeah, that was good.
But Cynthia, you did an amazing job. How do you feel?
I feel like eating a big bowl of ice cream right now.
Well, you deserve it.
Yes, I think I do.
You definitely deserve it. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Cynthia, what member station do you listen to?
We're members of Colorado Public Radio, CPR.
That's Cynthia Rose of Littleton, Colorado. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Think of a popular commercial name that ends with the names of two male animals, one after the other. And if you have the right commercial name, its first six letters can be rearranged to spell the name of an NFL team. What is it? So again, a popular commercial name. It ends with the names of two male animals, one after the other. And if you have the right commercial name, the first six letters can be rearranged to spell the name of an NFL team. What team is it?
You have your assignment, puzzlers. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. To submit your response, just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, September 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.